Well, I think you'd say I've been thinking about it.
Okay. You might say you live in a frame
house.
Are there any other kinds around here? Houses besides?
Well, they have brick houses.
The big building behind the house where hay is stored and cattle are housed is called a
barn.
The building where you store corn is a
barn.
What do you call a building, a part of a building where you store grain?
Well, you call that a granary.
What's it look like?
Well, I have seen them built kind of round-like and tall, kind of like a silo. And then, if they just store that corn in it, it just looks kind of like a barn, except it has the boards and all around where they, it's not shelved, they just store it in the cob, you know.
Mm-hmm. The upper part of the barn is called a
loft.
If too much hay is gathered to get in the barn, how is it kept outside?
Well, they generally, if the weather is pretty, just stack it. But if they're looking for rain or something, they put tarpaulin over it.
When you first cut the hay, what do you do that with?
Well, you have a mower that you cut it with, and it bales it and all, and you leave it out to dry out. Like, you don't hold it, you don't carry it in and stack it when it's green.
Do you know any names for small piles of hay that's raked up in the field?
Stack.
Where do you keep your pile?
Well, generally they keep them in the pasture, but they do have barns that they put them in when they milk and things like that.
Where do you keep horses?
Well, they are kept in a, what they call a corral, either a barn, if the weather's bad, they put them up, but generally they just run out in the corral.
Besides the barn, did you ever have a special place where you'd milk the cows outside?
Well, we never did. I don't know if people do or not, but I don't think so.
Where do you keep your hogs and pigs?
Well, you generally have a pig pen.
Where did people used to keep their milk and butter before the days of refrigeration?
Well, in the well, in the spring. I know butter especially, they would take it and put it in buckets and lower it down in the spring, or set it where the cold water would run over it.
A big farm that doesn't do anything but raise cattle for milk and butter, what do you call that?
Dairy.
What do you call that place around the barn where you might let the cows and you and the other animals walk around?
A lot.
What would you call a place where you let them go out to graze?
Pasture.
Did you ever raise any cotton?
We never raised cotton.
Okay. If you did, what do you call it when you cut the cotton?
Well, now, we just came back from Arkansas where they were harvesting their crops, and they have a cotton picker that goes along. I don't know where you call it. I don't know what they called it. But anyway, I know they used this cotton picker, and it would pick it and separate it, you know, bale it and all that.
Cotton and corn grow in a
field.
You ever call anything else?
Beside a field?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know where you'd say plantation.